Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Come on, baby. Fresh Breakfast on Fresh 102.9.
Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you. It's 7:34 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. Ed Sheeran with Shape of You. We also checked out Exit and King Tidy. With Go Hard or Go Home, just in case you just joined us. You see, you're missing out. Why are you only joining us now? Supposed to stay with us from 6 a.m. Until now. And up until 10. In effect, the whole day.
Yes.
Yes, I so believe.
True.
So, yesterday, we had a conversation, okay? And we had a conversation that was inspired by Valentine's Day. And that would be the case right throughout until Valentine's Day. Because where's your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Where's your boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it so difficult in the relationship or in the marriage? So, yes, we are going to poke fun a little bit until Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
We'll also have thought-provoking conversations, fact-based conversations, just to get us as a Namibian society to face each other when it comes to this, what is not supposed to be a difficult subject, but otherwise is. This is what happened yesterday. Online dating, is it a thing in the land of the brave? The conversation obviously took a bit of a turn, so much so that Chris just had to ask a question.
Nefro Sheikwan, can you please give us the 411 of what you want from Namibian men? Elaborate.
The question is also extended by Buta Jigs.
Yeah.
But I still want to know.
Okay.
Who hurt Sheikwan?
Nobody hurt me.
But y'all can leave it then, isn't it? Namibian men, there's Namibian men. Then refer to the tribe that hurt you. And yeah, the other females can abstain from the club.
So maybe let's read tomorrow.
Okay.
Let's do it tomorrow between 7 and 8.
Yeah.
And then we have that conversation. And then perhaps people can just understand where I'm coming from.
Okay. Okay, partner.
Yeah.
The floor is yours.
So.
Why are we so dramatic anyways?
Yeah, no. Sorry. You know what?
Yeah.
Let's get into it, man.
Yeah.
And let's talk about it. And also, let's just be respectful to one another in this situation.
Of course.
Because what it is also, if you fire at me, I might also come at you. I'm just kidding, man. I'm too grown for that. And what I'm saying is just, you know what I've been seeing. If there's ever a conversation and I air my views or opinion or perspective or whatever it is, you know, there's been quite a lot of hateful comments coming from men towards me. I'm getting insulted on a daily on our WhatsApp line, FYI, on our Facebook page, and things like that. So what exactly are we saying? Are we saying that we are not allowed to have our own opinions? Are we saying that we are not allowed to see things differently from you? The one thing that you should definitely know 110% is the fact that you cannot shake me. I know who I am, and regardless of what you throw at me, that will never throw me away or throw me off or whatever, right? So what it is as a grounded king, as a king that is sure of yourself, as a king, like, you know your power, you know your presence, you know who you are. Why are you being bothered by what little Sheikwan is saying on radio? And allow me to break this down for you, because I'm going to be a little bit all over the place with this, but just bear with me, right? The thing is this, partner, the biggest problem that I would say that we as Namibian women have is the fact that our men do not recognize the king in them. And if you do not recognize the king in you, if you do not know for sure, without being validated by someone else, that you are a king, you would not know how to act like a king. You would not know how to move like a king. You know, we make jokes about the car wash quite a lot, you know. So that's the best example I can use right now. Mm-hmm. Like, you are on the streets the whole weekend. Okay, hypothetically, it's a Friday. You get paid. You come home. You drop your bag, your laptop bag or whatever it is. You're out with your boys. You're chilling until 4 a.m. in the morning. You come home. Chances are you don't even come home. And then I probably see you on a Sunday, right? This is your pay weekend. Home is not taken care of. And you're on the streets. You're living your best life. Forgotten about home that you're supposed to be taking care of. Because at the end of the day, partner, we could have fun in the streets. We've all been in those spaces. We can have fun in the streets. But home is where it's at. Home is where you... That is the first thing that you need to take care of. So this is something that a lot of Namibian women are experiencing, where you're not taking care of home like you're supposed to, but you're out in the streets, impressing the streets, but you're also expecting me to treat you like a king, but you're not moving like a king.
Especially not at home.
Especially not at home. And then also, there's this thing of, you know, men always coming at us, you guys need to submit, you guys need to submit, a woman needs to be submissive and so forth, right? No, it's not even about that. It's not about all Namibian men, guys. Just relax. If it doesn't apply to you, it doesn't apply to you. What I'm saying right now is this is what a lot of Namibian women are dealing with, all right? You know, we talk about submitting. You know, Namibian women need to submit or whatever it is. Partner, submitting is not the problem. The problem is, what am I submitting to? What am I submitting to? Because submission is inspired by leadership. If you are not leading me, if you're not leading your woman, what do you want her to submit to? It's the same thing like for me, for personally, for myself, like God is the center of my life. God is the center of everything that I do. I move with God. I am with God. Like everything that I do is with God, right? So if I am not seeing the God in you, what am I submitting to? What am I going to, like, I'm, because when I submit to you, I'm entrusting you to lead me. When my husband moves, I move. Do you know what I mean? And I've been in spaces where I've seen, you know, couples that have been together for the longest time, and you just see the synergy and how everything just flows between them, and how this woman is, you know, a CEO, a manager, whatever it is in her workspace. But when she comes home, what my husband says is what we follow. Do you understand? So that is what we are lacking. But I think also the one thing that we are lacking from, let me say, most Namibian men is the fact that we are not receiving the covering that we need from men.
Covering.
Covering in the sense of Namibian men have failed to cover us.
Like, and shield.
Yeah, like shield us, right? In the sense of partner, like for example, you know, you see a story on Facebook, for example. And, you know, this is why I also just stay away from Facebook, because the comments on Facebook, it's wild to me how people come at people on Facebook. It's so odd, because the thing is, like, partner, we see a story being reported of, you know, a woman who, you know, like it's a gender-based violence setup or domestic violence setup situation, or a woman who was, you know, violated or whatever it is. And sometimes when you go through the comments, it's just like, what did she do? You know, you know, what was she wearing, for example, as if, you know, we deserve it regardless of what happens. And then we talk about, oh, you guys are always empowering the Namibian woman or the Namibian child, the Namibian woman this, and you're forgetting about the boy child. Yes, the boy child has been forgotten because you have forgotten about the boy child. You are a 30-year-old man, hypothetically. What have you done to pour back into the Namibian child? Yes, more and more now we are seeing, you know, platforms and spaces being created, you know, to empower the Namibian boy, as it should be. But for the longest time, it wasn't there. Because the thing is, like, partner, also, I'm a single mom of boys, right? And I am so scared that I'm going to raise my boys very soft, if that makes sense. Right? Because now I'm put in this situation where I have created life with someone that could give a damn about his kids. Right? And I know, and I've said this so many times, because if anything happens to Shaquan today, Sam and Aiden have nobody. And you cannot convince me otherwise. Right? And this is something that we see all the time. How many of your kids are going to be out there left? You don't, bruh, you're living your best life. You don't care about your kids. And also, this comes from a place of hurt, because this is my reality. This is the reality of a lot of Namibian women. So when we say that as women, we need covering, we need our men to create safe spaces for us. In the space, or in the sense of, like, even if I come to you and I'm not at my best today, right? Ah, she's just emotional. And we see, you know, yeah, you're so, you know, you're so emotional, like just, you know, get it together. You just have to be strong or whatever it is. And then you push me to the side, right? And then imagine in a space where a man is going through something. You just, you know, like I said earlier on, guys, I'm all over the place here because I'm definitely my feelings.
Yeah, but stay definitely, with me. Of course, yeah.
But the thing is, like, also a lot of Namibian men say that we, oh, Namibian women also, you know, like the voice note that Osvaldo sent, oh, but also Namibian women also. And I completely understand. And this is where you guys are missing me. And this is where you guys are losing me. Because you make it seem like all I do is get on air and I bash Namibian men. And it's not true.
Mm.
Because I have uplifted Namibian men on this platform so many times. I have also called out my sisters on this platform so many times.
Yes, you have.
How many times have I called Namibian women out on, sis, you gotta get your own bag. Sis, you need to stop requesting or expecting that man to give you the life that you know for yourself you cannot give yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You need to stop putting pressure on men because you're expecting them to give you this lavish life and things like that. When this man has kids, when this man has people back home that they need to take care of and so forth. How many times have I called my sisters out on things like this? And how many women have come out to say that, Shay, you're right. And, you know, we got to get it together, whatever it is. How many times? And it's not just, oh, Namibian men, this. You Namibian men talk about, yeah, you need safe spaces. How do you expect us as your Namibian queens to love and support you and continue to support you and create safe spaces for you if you do not even allow us to see the lamp and lion in you? You are not vulnerable with us. You don't trust us enough. You do not open up with us. I mean, to open up things with, you know, things that you're dealing with or whatever it is, because, you know, the first thing that happens to you, you're experiencing an inconvenience or whatever it is. What do? You run to the streets. You run to the streets and go drink when there are other ways on how we can actually deal with these things. And I mentioned earlier on, like, if I cannot see the God in you, what are you doing in my space? And I will continue saying this because, partner, I'm not planted anywhere. I don't worship anywhere like this is my church, right?
Mm.
But from time to time, I go to every nation.
Mm.
And I have seen the men who are in leadership in every nation, men that have God in them, men that are leading their families with God. And the way that those men move, I'm just like, wow, I would love for my sons to grow up to be that. But also, I cannot raise my kids to be that if I also don't have a man who's going to help me lead those boys into those spaces. So we feel left out. We feel unappreciated. We feel neglected. In so many ways, because at the end of the day, there's so many of us that also have kids with Namibian men, and none of you, or okay, not none of you, but you know, like in most majority have neglected their kids. And how many of you can tell me now, honestly, as Namibian men, that as a sister, yo, Shay, you know what? I've actually called out my brothers on this behavior. You know for a fact that you have your brothers around you who are bawling and living their best life or whatever it is, and they're not taking care of their kids, and you think it's just normal for you to not be calling out that person. Or for you, partner, to recognize that this person, what they're doing is wrong, and because you are moving in a shiesty way, I'm going to remove myself from you, and I cannot be affiliated with a brother who's not taking care of his responsibilities.
Mm.
Right? And also this whole thing of, oh, Shaquan just talks because she's single. Shaquan is single by choice, baby. If I wanted to be in a relationship, I just have to reply to them DMs. I have 97 unread DMs right now on my Instagram because I haven't been active. And this is not.
And that's one platform.
And that's one platform. And this is not for me to say that, oh, I'm just so irresistible. Like everybody just wants me. It's not the case. I'm not everybody's type. I'm not everybody's taste. And that's completely okay because I'm being hidden for a reason in this season where I am right now. Do you know what I mean? But partner, if I have to open that DM for you, you know who's in my DMs? Majority of the people in my DMs?
Married men.
Married men.
Okay. There we go.
And you can come on this WhatsApp line and call me out. And you can come on Facebook and call me out. But these are things that we are dealing with on a daily basis. We are being harassed. You know, we believe, a lot of us believe in the covenant of marriage, right? But at the end of the day also, as a married man, why are you out there also harassing women and then calling them out for, oh yeah, that's why you're single, you're a single mother and whatever it is, when you are married and you made a commitment to God and that woman and you still don't respect that woman?
Mm.
How many of us know of couples that get married? And I've said this so many times. We know of Namibian couples that have gotten married. Boom, boom, 1, 2, 3, YouTube channel. Yo, okay. Yeah, and then we met way. And then, you know, sis, you know, I love love. Everyone knows. Anyone that knows me knows that I love love. But the thing is, like, you get on these platforms and then you put, you know, you, how do I say, like, you put your relationship out there, how you guys made, what's happening in your relationship, whatever it is. Do you know how heartbreaking it is for us to be watching our sisters be all in love and then we know what those, what the men are doing?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how heartbreaking it is? Yes, for me, it comes from a place of hurt because hear me out, right? We need to take a break. But the hurt that it's not that I, to answer your question, I don't hate Namibian men.
Of course.
We just need our brothers to do better.
And to take accountability.
To take accountability. Because one thing I can tell you right now, partner, if you go to mental health, you know, practices or psychologist practices or the English is running and all of that, right? Mm. Most of the patients are women. Because we are intentional about healing ourselves and becoming better. And a lot of the times I'm telling you right now, we're trying to become better for our future partners. I have gone through the most. I have been through the most. So for quick context, my dad, for example, this is now the story that I have been told. You know, mom fell pregnant. Dad, you know, found out that she was pregnant. He was like, I'm out of here, deuces.
Mm.
I can tell you that I've seen my father in my life probably 5 times. Mm. I remember being 9 years old and him coming to my place and then, no, I'm going to go buy you sweets still today. I was 9 years old. This was in 1999. And I still remember. And then what did he do? I started working at Trusco. And then please tell me why one of my cousins that I don't know from his side starts working there, right? And then they start to now work together to apparently try and find out how much is Shekwan earning at Trusco and why am I still paying child support? I was grown. But the court apparently, I don't want to say sentence, but they fined him because he wasn't paying maintenance. So they say that this is the amount that you need to pay up until, regardless of how old she is. I didn't even know about this. I don't know. My mom was taking the money. Yeah, she was doing other things, you know, for school and things that I needed. But I was grown. I didn't care about it. And till today, I have no relationship with him. He's trying to come back in my life. I don't know how to receive him. So we are wounded and we don't have those safe spaces where we can talk about these things. Yes, also, unfortunately, then I found myself in the same situation where I fell pregnant. Mm. And then this person was like, yo, but it's either you get rid of it or I'm out. I decided to keep it and I had my boys. So, but I knew that I was going to be a single parent, you know, but that is the hurt that we go through as Namibian women. And it's just so unfortunate that we are not allowed to voice ourselves. Perhaps the approach that I took was wrong and, you know, this man, whatever it is like that, you know, for that, you know, forgive me. But all I'm saying is just that you have also failed us in so many ways. And how can we be there for our Namibian men if you guys are not meeting us halfway?
I know for a fact that myself and the subject of apology got me into trouble, but I genuinely don't think you have to apologize for anything right now in this moment. Everything that you're saying is a reality. Everything that you said is true. I've said it on so many platforms. The men and women problem that we have in this country, it's at a level right now where it can't be business like usual.
Mm.
We have to be conscious now. We have to be aspirous about looking at this thing and looking at it aggressively.
Mm-hmm.
So no, there's no, for me personally, there's no need for you to apologize.
Yeah.
What we do here is thought-provoking conversations. What we do here is hoping that whatever is said here, whatever joke is made here, whatever nerve was touched here, is that you that's listening, you take this to your WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
You take this to your circle.
Mm-hmm.
You take this to your car wash. You take this to your tea party, to your Bible studies. And then you continue with the conversations. Then you do it aggressively and you do it honestly. That is always been our aim as Fresh Breakfast. So no, you don't need to apologize. That's from me personally. There's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah.
A lot of voice notes. We will check out your voice notes in a bit. Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.